"If he comes so far. But no one thinks he will," Rob said. "I've sent word to Harlan Reed, father's old friend at Greywater Watch. If the Lannisters come up the neck, the Crannog men will bleed them every step of the way. But Gorbert Glover says Lord Tywin is too smart for that, and Roose Bolton agrees. He'll stay close to the Triton, they believe, taking the castles of the River Lords one by one until River Run stands alone. We need to march south to meet him." The very idea of it chilled Catelyn to the bone. What chance would a 15-year-old boy have against seasoned battle commanders like Jaime and Tywin Lannister? Is that wise? "You are strongly placed here. It said that the old kings in the north could stand at Moat Cailin and throw back hosts 10 times the size of their own." "Yes, but our food and supplies are running low, and this is not land we can live off easily. We've been waiting for Lord Manderley, but now that his sons have joined us, we need to march." She was hearing the Lord's bannerman speaking with her son's voice, she realized. Over the years, she had hosted many of them at Winterfell, and been welcome with Ned to their own hearths and tables. She knew what sort of men they were, each one. She wondered if Rob did. And yet there was sense in what they said.